So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Yatzishma be'ir mukadashes harezu mukadashes. If a rumor circulated in the city that an unmarried woman accepted kedushin from Pliny, so-and-so, she's considered married l'chumra and is forbidden to marry anyone else without a get from Pliny. Migurashes, harezu migurashes. And if afterward a rumor circulated that she also received a get from this Pliny, she's considered divorced and she now becomes permitted to others, because this koel cancels the first koel, but she may not marry a koin. However, she does not become forbidden to her husband if he's a koyin, because as the Gemara explains, kol kala debas nisuin lechashin lei. However, a known ashes ish regarding whom a koel went out that she received a get only becomes forbidden to marry a koyin if her husband dies, but she does not become permitted to others without a get, because a koel can only cause concern lechumra to act stringently, but cannot be relied upon lekula to act leniently. The Gemara explains that a kol havara, a general rumor with no basis, is totally disregarded. For a kol to be regarded and considered, as taught in the Mishnah, must meet one of the following two requirements. Dvarim nikarim, supporting details. For example, in the case of a kol of kedushin, at least two people testify before Beis Din that they saw the following. Sheyu neiris dolkois, umitis mutzaois, ubnei adam nechnasa v'yaitzin, v'aymrim pleinis neskacha hayoim. Today in a certain house, candles were lit, couches decorated, and people were coming and going and saying that so-and-so accepted Kiddushin. Or, Pliny Mehechen Shama. Its origin is known, even though it cannot be verified. For example, Pliny Mehechen Shama, Mipliny, Upliny Mipliny, V'holchu Lehem L'medina Sayam. Reuben heard the rumor from Shimon, who heard it from Levi, who heard from two Edom who witnessed the Kiddushin, but they traveled abroad. The Gemara mentions other cases of Koel that are disregarded for various reasons. Amar Rava. A rumor that a woman strayed is disregarded and she may remain with her husband because we assume that she was merely seen acting inappropriately, but no actual znusa occurred. This is supported by Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri in the Braisa, who says that a woman cannot be divorced merely for acting inappropriately in public or based on gossip. The husband must divorce his wife only based on edim, witnesses to actual znusa. This is based on the Gzeir Shava of the word Dover. The pasuk regarding Get states, Ki Motza Be'eres Dover. And the pasuk regarding Eidu states, Apishnayim Eidim O Apishleisha Eidim Yakum Dover. Malahalan Dover Barer, Afkan Dover Barer. Similarly, the Braisa states, Be'ula Ein Chayshin La. A girl that she's not a virgin is disregarded because, as Rashi explains, the Dilma Pritzusa Be'alma Chazula, and there are no Dvarim Nekarim. Nisua Be'arusa Ein Chayshin La. A girl that she was previously married or that she had previously accepted kedushin is disregarded, because as Rashi explains, the kol de masnitin haynu she'ibrim hayoyim niskatcha plainness. The kol is regarded only if the occurrence was today. Shaloi leplaini or be'ir acheres en chayshin la. If the kol did not mention from whom she accepted kedushin or in a different city, it is disregarded because it's not sufficiently dvarim nikarim. Mamzeres v'shivcha en chayshin la. A koel that she is a mamzeres or maidservant is likewise disregarded. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding mevatlin and kala. If a koel was first established that a woman accepted kedushin, but upon investigation the Beis Din discovered that the rumor was false, do they cancel the koel and permit her to marry or not? Besura mevatli kala. The Beis Din and Sura held that a koel may be cancelled and there was no concern for chashad, while ben arda loy mevatli kala. The Beis Din in Arda held that a koel may not be cancelled. There is a concern that people might accept the koel as the truth and say that the Chachamim permitted an Eishes Ish to remarry without a get. The Gemara then proceeds with several incidents in which all agree that Mevatlin and Kala, because they were mitigating circumstances. The Mishnah continues, Ubevach shelo yehe shama masla. If there is a good explanation for the origin of the koel is cancelled. Ezuhi amasla, what is an effective amasla? In the case of a get, girish ish plenius ishle al tanai. The koel was that the get also included a stipulation. The koel is cancelled, and if Pliny dies, she is permitted to a koyin because the tanai was possibly never fulfilled. And the case of a kedushin, zarukla kedushao savakar vla, savakar vlai, zuhi amasla. The koel was that Pliny threw the money toward her, but it was questionable whether it landed closer to her or closer to him. The koel is cancelled, and she's permitted to marry anyone because the money possibly landed closer to him, and she was never mukadeshes. Rabbi Rav Huna says, Amasla she'amru, afil mekan bar asar yamim. An amasla cancels the koel, even if it's heard 10 days after the koel. However, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it must be heard with the koil. Rabbi Zvid says, "B'makom amaslo chayshinin la'amaslo." Even if there was no actual amaslo, but rather there is a possibility for an amaslo, the koil is still cancelled. The Gemara continues. Rav Ashi says, "Kol kola d'lo yischazik bebeidina lav kalahu." A rumor that's not confirmed in Bezdin is disregarded. V'am Rav Ashi, "Kol kola d'basin nisuin lechashin le." If after she married, a koil began to circulate that she was already married to someone else, the koil is disregarded and she does not even require a get from that person, because as Rashi explains, nimtzis Israel bala. This would validate the koil and she would become forbidden to her current husband since he apparently married an Eish HaSish. However, the basa eris in tcheshinilei, if after she accepted kedushin, this koil began to circulate, she does require a get from that person, because she would not become forbidden to her current husband, since he did not marry her yet. Rav Chaviva disagrees, and says, afila de basa eris in nami lechashinilei, even after she accepted kedushin, the koil is disregarded, and she does not require a get from that person, because as Rashi explains, shleites gana al bala, this will demean her in her husband's eyes, the hilchasa lechashinilei. If after there already was a koil that she had accepted kedushin from Reuven, she accepted kedushin from Shimon, the Bezdin must investigate, and it depends. Matzah hadava al bariyoy, if Bezdin verified that the koil is true, Shmuel holds, leitzricha get misheni. She goes back to Reuven and does not require a get from Shimon because his kedushin was certainly not effective. However, according to Rav Huna, tzricha get mesheni, she does require a get from Shimon, because l'chumra his kedushin is effective, because chazaka ein isha me'iza paneh b'fnei bala. We assume that Reuven already divorced her, because she would not have the audacity to accept a second kedushin while she is still married to him. However, Shmuel holds that shalei b'fanav me'iza u'me'iza. Lei matzu davar al bariya. If Bezdin could not verify that the koil is true, Rav Huna says, megarish rishon b'nois sheni. If Reuven gives her a get, Shimon may marry her. However, vice versa, Megarish Sheni, B'nois HaRishon Loi. If Shimon gives her a get, Reuven may not marry her, because Asla Meimah Machzik Rishasim in the Erisin. There is concern of Chashad that people will assume that Reuven married her and divorced her, and then Shimon married her, and now Reuven is remarrying his divorcee, which is prohibited. Rav Shinnon the Bereder of Idi disagrees, and says, Af Megarish Sheni, B'nois HaRishon. If Shimon gives her a get, Reuven may marry her, because Meimer Amri, Aini Rabban v'kedushe Toves Hava. There is no concern for Chashad, because people will assume that the Rabbanim found Reuven's first kedushin to be erroneous. Yatzalah Kol Mizeh U'mizeh. If a call circulated that she accepted kedushin from Reuven and then from Shimon, Rapapa says, Avzu Megarish Rishon B'nois HaSheni. Machlekes applies in this case as well. According to Rav Huna, Reuven may not marry her, because there is a Chashad. While according to Rav Shinna, the raid derav Idi, Reuven may marry her because there is no chashad. Ameima, however, says, Muteris lishnehem. There is no machlekes in this case. All agree that she is permitted to either one after a get from the other, because there is no chashad, since both were merely a koil. And the Gemara concludes, Vehechasa, Muteris lishnehem.